I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roll the coast, and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio, ATMs at the Dough. It's brought to you by Cygnus.net. Get infected by the masters. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, FanDuel. One Day Fantasy League. Get interested in playing fantasy football. Daily fantasy football. That means by the week. Shoot me an email at superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH. And I can get you started. Play for real money. I get you started for free. You win money. And that's FanDuel. One Day Fantasy League. And email me at superchuch@gmail.com for more information. Okay, let's get to today's hot issues. Yeah, I've been super busy lately. That's why today I ain't coming with a topic. I wanted to come with a show, but I didn't come with the topic because I'm kind of in a rush. So I'm just going to hit y'all with the latest hot issues, the latest urban news. And we can start off. This news right here is inspired by our new sponsor, FanDuel, where you get your money on. And like I told you guys before, this podcast is going to be damn near a sports slash hip hop slash urban news once football season coming. And y'all should really love that because I'm a successful football gambler. And if you listen to me, you're going to make some dough. You heard me? And on that line, Donovan McNabb been recently trying to holler at RG3. If you ain't knowing, Donovan McNabb is an old player. Not really that old, but a veteran player who played for the Redskins. He also made his claim to fame with the Philadelphia Eagles. But he's trying to holler at the new starter, RG3, give him some tips on football. And he said RG3 is ignoring him. And us from the outside looking in kind of know why RG3 ignoring him, because McNabb, he really was no team leader. If he, like, spoke up for himself and defended himself more, he'll probably still be in the league. So RG3 is kind of cold how he just ignoring him, but he don't want to be bothered, I guess. And his dad pretty much played that role. His dad, he has a football dad who's all on him. Let me grab my phone. Hold on. Hey, y'all. Y'all see how my phone was ringing? Just like that, nigga, get some bullshit calls. Motherfuckers I know got involved in some shit. Gunplay, all that bullshit. Man, that's why I try my best to stay out the way. Hopefully I don't get called into it. You heard me? Man, motherfucking shit is crazy out here, man. Man, try to get back into my player mood. Alright, Cosby Show child star Raven Simone has come out as a lesbian and is using her voice to encourage states across the nation to legalize gay marriage. We all speculated that she was gay for a while now. I was hoping it wasn't true though. The 27-year-old hottie broke the news publicly a few days ago when she referenced gay marriage on Twitter. Raven Simone, the darling of The Cosby Show and That's So Raven, stirred things up a bit with a tweet about gay marriage that's being interpreted as her official coming out as a lesbian. "I can finally get married. Yay, government, so proud of you," the actress wrote. The 27-year-old also retweeted a follower who said, "She's been out, mama, just didn't have time for nonsense." A reply to another statement of someone said, "You better come out, sis." But no, the first tweet didn't mean Raven Simone's getting married now. She also issued a formal statement to clear up rumors about her tying the knot in light of more states legalizing gay marriage. Simone told E! News in an exclusive statement, "I am very happy that gay marriage is opening up around the country and is being accepted. I was excited to hear today that more states legalize gay marriage. I, however, am not currently getting married, but it is great to know I can now, should I wish to. So don't pop the bubbly yet." A referee, the actress said in an exclusive statement to E! News, "Raven is not getting married. She was just supporting the fact that she heard on NPR that more states legalize gay marriage." Well, that's another one down. A fly, successful one. And yeah, if y'all don't know, she estimated to be a billionaire by the time she's 30. So she's a catch. And she got a nice little body. I like her body. You know, especially when she kind of slimmed down too. She's got like some double D's. Yeah, Raven Simone, the shit. And when I, it made me feel kind of like a pervert when I be saying, you know, she look good. Because I remember she was a little ass kid when I was like in high school. Shit, you know what I mean? But I'm going to tell y'all a story about Mick Jagger, some shit he did that was, this motherfucker is crazy. But I feel damn like a pervert like him when I think about her as being an adult and smashing her. This is a story with Mackenzie Phillips. This is a chick, the chick from One Day at a Time. She's telling a story about when she freshly turned 18, how Mick Jagger ran up in her. Here goes the story verbatim. She said, this is from her book, excerpts from her book. She said, "As the party wore on, Mick suddenly announced he wanted a tuna salad sandwich. So Jagger and Mackenzie Phillips took the lift down to Mick's apartment in search of food. Mackenzie Phillips said she had sex with Mick Jagger in Jerry Hall's bed." That was Mick Jagger's wife. "But as they prepared the snack in the vast kitchen of his elegant home, Mick announced he was out of mayonnaise and dispatched Phillips back to the party to find some." And McKinley Phillips went to the party with her dad. Her dad was cool with Mick Jagger, so he got her away from her dad. And then with the girl's father gone, he moved quickly. By the time Phillips returned a few minutes later, Jagger had bolted the door and was already in bed with the 18-year-old Mackenzie. "We went to Jerry Hall's bedroom and had sex in their bed. My dad came back and started knocking on the door yelling, 'You got my daughter in there?' And he said," and she said, "as her daddy was knocking on the door, Mick Jagger was hitting it and shit, but her daddy knocking on the door." That story made me laugh, but what's even funnier though, she said, okay, she had just turned 18. And she said, "Why, Mick Jagger was hitting it. That sick motherfucker said, 'I've been waiting to fuck you since you were 7. I mean, sir, I've been wanting to fuck you since you were 7. That's a sick motherfucker. I'll be dying. Okay. Our boy T.I. allegedly pulls a knife out on somebody in the club. Word is out by a snitching eyewitness that rapper T.I. was about to put that work in at a Washington, D.C. nightclub while Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz looked on doing nothing. Allegedly, a group of thuggish-looking dudes approached T.I., 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne at an after party, and clearly, T.I. knew neither of those two were going to pop off, so he whipped out his knife ready to get his shank on. Rapper T.I. was just saying how he's become a better man and walked away from the street after passive hustling and busting guns. The rapper even credits his bearing of himself the reason Atlantic Records and him could not agree on business terms. His wild ways of the past were better for their marketing, he said. Well, now that the multi-million offer may be coming back, if this story comes out to be true. As fans on Twitter and various online publications are reporting, T.I. got involved in the aftermath of a club brawl while in Washington, D.C. for the 2013 America's Most Wanted Tour. What happened for T.I. to get in at the nightclub? Numerous sources are reporting the Atlanta hip-hop star was being approached by a group of thuggish-looking characters while at the after-hour spot with 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne. T.I. was minding his business, but once he felt the negative energy, he whipped out his knife. We were at the park, and apparently T.I. pulled out a knife on some dudes that got too close in the club. They continued. I don't know if he had security, but I saw a bunch of bouncers running downstairs and knew it was time to go. People told me he pulled out a knife in the open. That's what somebody else is saying in the club. But kudos to T.I. You got to do what you got to do, man. Security ain't going to be with you at all times. You feel me? And I heard Lil Wayne. Oh, no, he on probation now. Yeah, he used to have a license to carry a gun on him, a concealed weapon license. But I'm pretty sure he lost that when he went to prison and all that good shit. Atlanta's Waka Flocka Flame has lashed back our one-time mentor Gucci Mane after being called out publicly on Twitter this week. A damn Twitter. You know, I ain't got a Twitter account. I'm as long as my business allow me not to have one, I'm going to try my best not to have one. Because it's bad enough when I to get on Facebook with my drunken rant. But now that I haven't been getting drunk lately, maybe I could. Because, man, niggas get on Facebook and Twitter and do some drunk shit. I know I have before on Facebook. Shit, I wish I could delete it. But, yeah, Twitter getting a lot of motherfuckers fucked up. It's like drunk dialing and shit. Alright, back to the story. Waka Flocka Flame has lashed back at one-time mentor Gucci Mane after being called out publicly on Twitter this week. Much like Gucci did, Waka hopped onto Twitter to unload his own jabs at the ATL rapper. How nigga gonna send shots at a shooter? Big homie Flock. BSM boss, Waka tweeted on August 15. Turn down for what? I'ma check this old ass nigga. 35, act like he 19. Boss up, pussy. Flocka be home in 2 weeks, he said. The ice cream cone get into your head, homie. I was trying to let this shit ride till you tweeted about cheap ass million. Twitter thug, you know where I live and hang. Why tweet a nigga a million miles away? This time your Twitter ain't got hacked. Stand on your own words. Damn, see, yeah, he kind of went off on Gucci Mane. And then it's new footage of Flocka going in on Gucci backstage at an overseas concert. He said, a nigga will do anything for a mixtape promo. He might just suck dick to go platinum. Used to be my dog, supposed to be my partner. Now it's like, fuck him, fuck that nigga. And all this started because a few days ago, Gucci had revealed interest in selling the rights to Flocka's contract. I will sell all rights to Waka Flocka Flame for $1 million. That includes his next 3 albums and my percentage of his publishing, mechanicals, and touring. Who wants this little nigga? Yeah, Gucci my nigga, but damn, you went in on Waka too. Waka just reacting. It's ugly now. I hate to see these niggas go at it. I see it's ugly. Big Sean, he recently got his chain took in San Francisco. A promoter who brought him out there is really blasting him. It was swept under the rug, but Big Sean and his people's been calling the manager, the promoter, and blame him for setting him up. So the management, he threw Big Sean out there. Said, yeah, you got your chain took. He went online and said for Big Sean to stop harassing him. He had nothing to do with him getting got. And stop, you know, talking bad about his company. And stop harassing him, basically. But yeah, rappers getting the chain took. That really ain't no news. That's shit that happened way too often. But I just wanted to report that because it happened in my state. Alright. Kanye or Chris Brown has got to be the most hated brothers in the world, besides O.J. Simpson. While enjoying a ball game with friends, Kanye was booed so bad that the staff moved him down to sit in the dugout for his own safety. They talking about Kanye West attended a baseball game between the New York Mets versus the LA Dodgers last night, August the 14th. According to ESPN writer Arash Merkazi, Kanye, when he was displayed on the Jumbotron, a massive number of fans in attendance immediately began to boo. Apparently, Kanye maintained a wide-air smile as he was relocated to the second row seats near the Mets dugout. A fan managed to snap a picture of Kanye smiling as he made his way to the second row seat. You see the picture of him. He's smiling, but it's what I like to call a numb smile, because he's like, God, what the hell? Because they showed him on a Jumbotron, boo, but it's just like, it's like mainstream dude. I can't say really mainstream America, but because they get viewers, the Kardashians, but they're also hate. It's like, it's, I don't think it's no gray area. I think people either love them or they hate them. And just like how the other dude who she was married to, he got booed every time he touched the ball when he played. Dude on the Jersey Nets, I forgot his name. But yeah, they booing Kanye because you know, motherfuckers like mainstream America kind of didn't like Kanye for the Taylor Swift incident, but now he got a babe by Kardashian. It just went times 10 now. They like hate that boy, and he's just like barely like realizing that. He's just like, wow. Now as for my boy Chris Machiavelli Brown, R&B singer Chris Brown may be in need of a hug or a serious one-on-one chat with a psychiatrist after going on a memorable rant late last night into the early morning Friday, August 23rd. Chris hopped onto his Twitter page and appeared to take aim at hip-hop artists. Most of the rap niggas make me sick. All political. It's hip-hop. All that gangster shit y'all talking on y'all records, boof. Chris tweeted August 22nd. Grow some balls and y'all not being fashionable with y'all grandmother's curtains on. Any problems? See me by myself. I don't give a fuck no more. My hands work just fine. Breezy then proceeded to elevate his issues to the legal system. Nigga done 6 months community service with police and the DA racist ass, crying to the judge that I didn't do it. Fuck the system. How about y'all take care of the homeless kids and families on Skid Row? Promote helping people that are really fucked up in the city. Family first, the law last. Hey, that'll be a tight song like them. I paint pics of monsters because it's a reflection of you bitch niggas and this bitch ass system. I ain't gotta get at no niggas. If you feel offended, fuck you. And then he ended his Twitter rant. Said, and Beyonce, your stuff looking kind of familiar. Beyonce, we might as well do this collab. Jay may have a problem with it though. But this Pyru. Chris is on. I think that's the first time he really admitted he was a banger. But if you listen to my show, Super Church Radio, you know me, the insider in the music biz. Fuck with it. I'll let y'all know, like on my first or second show, that Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, was a blood. You know what I mean? Even though Bloods and Pyro's different, but he don't know no better, I don't think. He from Ohio. Shit. Alright. But this is why our boy Chris Machiavelli Brown is going off. It's, because he recently appeared in court last week and received more hours of community service to fulfill. A week after Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge James Brandon signed off an order of 1,000 additional hours of community labor as a condition of reinstating Chris Brown's probation, the singer went on a fiery Twitter rant against the legal system. Brown was back in court last Friday when Brandon reinstated the singer's probation from the 2009 incident under its original terms and conditions, including the additional 1,000 hours of community labor, which was agreed to by Brown's camp and prosecutors. Yeah, man, it's like, when you get on parole probation, man, it's so damn hard to get off that shit. I feel him for going to rant, man, because he's been on that shit since 09. That was 09 when he beat Rihanna ass. 10, 11, 4 fucking years. And boy, they won't give him a break. They're waiting for him to slip. They want to put him in jail bad. All right, Hitmaker Scott Storch has reportedly fallen victim to a gunman on August 20th in New York City, losing nearly $100,000 in cash and valuables. Details of the life or death situation surfaced online Tuesday afternoon. Hip-hop producer Scott Storch, who's worked with everyone from Dr. Dre to 50 Cent, Snoop, and Pink, claims he was robbed outside of a New York hotel, and the gunman threatened to kill him in the streets. The 39-year-old Scorch just filed a police report in New York City, claiming he was leaving the New York Palace Hotel on Madison Avenue when he was approached by two men with guns while he was inside a waiting SUV who said, "Give us all your jewelry and cash or you're dead." Law enforcement sources tell us Storch handed over a briefcase which contained $4,000 to $5,000 in cash along with several pieces of jewelry worth around $100,000. The mega producer is reportedly in the Big Apple to attend the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards, which comes on Sunday, August the 25th. The man who also demanded the driver of the SUV hand over the keys to the ride so they couldn't drive away, and the driver complied. Eventually, we're told the bad guys ran off without opening fire. Storch says he tried to chase after the guys to see where they were headed, but they got away. Storch went to a nearby police station and filed a report. If y'all don't know Scott Storch, to me, he's one of the best producers there. He's like in the top five to me in hip-hop beats, rap music beats. He made Candy Shop for 50 Cent. He made Chris Brown's Run It. Terror Squad's Lean Back. Dr. Dre, he did Still Dre. He really did a lot of production on that album that he wasn't credited for. And he sued Dr. Dre and he won for that 2001. He did like 30-40% of that album and won, and he was able to prove that he did it. Yeah, Scott Storch is bomb. He off the hook, but there's rumors that he had a drug problem and he kind of fell off, and that's probably true because he did get caught with cocaine before. But yeah, dude was tight, man. But shit, ain't nothing you could do. That don't sound like he set it up too. I know motherfuckers be setting shit up though for insurance purposes, but he would have said he had more than $4,000 to $5,000, I think. And $100,000 worth of jewelry, that sound about right. Now, unless you've been sleeping under a rock, you ain't heard of the damn Kendrick Lamar fiasco. Got the internet going nuts, got the world going nuts. And if you ain't knowing, this about the song he did with Big Sean when he called out a couple New York rappers and said he the king of New York. That is disrespectful in a motherfucking me. I'm like pro West Coast. But just imagine somebody from New York said, "I'm the king of the West Coast." Oh my God. Not only will everybody come at him lyrically, they gonna also get beat up. If they come to the West Coast, shit. But yeah, alright. Sorry to my East Coast listeners, I'm just pro-West, you know, but y'all got better lyricists. I can't lie, y'all know how to rap better than the West Coast, but I'm pro-West. Alright. West Coast rapper Kendrick Lamar has the internet going nuts after name-dropping a slew of high-profile rappers and even going as far as to crown himself the King of New York on Big Sean's new Control record. No, Big Sean loving it. Getting shit really looked at. On the track, Kendrick does not hold back. His lyrical wrath with dicey lines sure to make everyone take notice. Big Sean 25 took to Twitter to release his latest single, Control, to his over 4 million Twitter followers. Damn, he got a lot. Which features 26-year-old rapper Kendrick Lamar. And then Lamar says this on the song. He says, "I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with, but it's hip-hop. And them niggas should know what time it is." And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mill, Aesop Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler, Mac Miller. "I got love for y'all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas." He also has a verse that says, "I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast." Hold on. "I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast, one hand, I juggle them both." That's what he said, and that's what really got him in trouble. Like, when he mentioned them all, you know, he said, "I got love for y'all, but I'm trying to murder y'all." That's competition. That's not really a diss. You know, but I'm king of New York shit. No, he can't say that. But he did it. Who knew that Kendrick Lamar was this cocky? But I guess he is. Okay, and then Tech N9ne has something to say about it. And motherfuckers know they can't fuck with Tech N9ne lyrically. Tech N9ne top four, probably. Okay, Midwest rap veteran Tech N9ne has publicly stood up for Kendrick Lamar. Impressed by Lamar's boldness to actually call artists out by their names, Tech said he is fully behind his movement. My reaction was, yeah, nigga, wake these motherfuckers up. Everybody's so lazy, man. I always raise my bar. My bar is always raised. Every album is always pushing my peers to go harder when they do a song with me. So for Kendrick to take it a step further, says names and shit, is really waking niggas up. And if anybody got a problem with my little homie, you know what I'm saying? I got his back. Sorry and shit. Let's go. And then New York rapper Mano has something to say about it. And if y'all know Mano, he's a real gangster. You know what I mean? He's a real New York gangster. And what he said, he kept it a million. He said the image and state of New York rappers is so weak. Kendrick had confidence in proclaiming himself the Big Apple's king. Nah. Mano said in the interview, when asked if he would make a response to Kendrick Lamar's control lyrics, I look at it different. I look at it kind of like as a city, right? I look at it not what he said, but what would make him say that. I feel like dudes like at the city, like it's sweet. We look weak somehow for dudes to take those kind of shots. I like Kendrick. I like his music. I think it was about some hip-hop shit. But at the same time, niggas over here wouldn't dare say that about L.A., like I just said. They know better. Niggas wouldn't dare say that about Detroit, because they know. Niggas wouldn't dare have said nothing about Chicago, because of a certain kind of stigma that comes with those places. Man, he kept it a trillion. And I have the same view as him, before I even read that. And then A$AP Rocky has something to say about it. He named a lot of niggas, A$AP said in the interview. I feel like, I mean, that King of New York shit, you smoking crack. You crazy. You know what I mean? Honestly, though, Kendrick and them niggas, that's fam. I think hip-hop needs this shit. There's niggas who pissed off just because they wasn't mentioned. I'm not justifying shit. Rap is rap, my nigga. Nigga didn't say nothing about nobody's mother. He didn't say he want problems. He said, these are my niggas, and I'm letting y'all know it's competition. What's the problem? That man know I'm where he at. I feel like all rappers making dissing responses. I'ma keep it a buck. It's not even about being relevant, because hip hop ain't about relevance, man. It's all about the sport. It's all about the culture. And then Wu-Tang's Raekwon, he got in it. So the only one that could wear the King of New York crown is the late Notorious Big. All I'ma say is that niggas know he ain't the King of New York. Ray said in the interview. The King of New York to me is in the ground, and that's big. That's the nigga that came from the bottom for real and really earned that position in the game to be called that. I think son, dude was rhyming, having fun. He was feeling his dick. However he was doing it, he was just expressing himself. I think you're supposed to feel like that on wax. Honey, I agree. And then Pusha T said, he acknowledged his name drop. I heard you loud and clear, my nigga, he said to Kendrick Lamar, like, what's up, you know? Cool, friendly competition. And then New York Fabulous appears surprised at the buzz, and he said, what's this nonsense you talk? You gonna let a nigga from Compton claim they're the King of New York? That's what he said on Twitter. And then he said, any studios open yet? New York, y'all got me. Yeah, that was hella funny. Fabulous gonna go in if, and I really think he got one out now, but I ain't heard it yet. Yeah, then Joe Budden's on a song went at Kendrick Lamar and used Trinidad James in a punchline, but dissed him though. And like, I feel Trinidad James, like, man, I ain't no motherfucking clown. Nobody using me as a punchline. But this is what he said. Budden's new Lost Control track, he uses Trinidad James for a witty punchline. This ain't for self-proclaimed legends that nobody wanna hear from. Scared, get a gun, come to peers, I got none. This ain't for bandwagon fans, sit y'all asses in the same spot. Y'all the same niggas made Trinidad James hot. This ain't the Kendrick Lamar, the nigga Kendrick got bars. I heard this shit and wasn't offended at all. You know, that's what Budden said. But yeah, he said y'all the niggas who made Trinidad James hot. And Atlanta rapper Trinidad James said he is not going to waste time entertaining a potential beef with Slaughterhouse's Joe Budden. Instead, the New Jersey MC should approach him face to face if there's a real issue. In James' perspective, there's no honor or respect in calling artists out. It's all love, I mean. I make music to answer a lot of those types of questions, James said in the interview. When asked about Budden's line, I don't consider it a diss. I'm from the street, so a nigga talking is like a nigga talking. A nigga punching, you don't like me, then you fight me. That's why I make the songs to let you know. If you don't like me, then you can fight me. I'm never gonna diss you back. We gonna throw these hands back and forth. That's all this is about. That's what Trinidad James said. In a way, I kinda feel him. Even though it should never get to violence. But damn, don't just throw me out there like I'm some kind of joke. I'm with Trinidad James on that. So, this is all the shit that old Kendrick Lamar featured on the song there. Got Uncle Murder made a song dissing him. And Joe Ortiz made a song. And Joe Ortiz is killing it. Papoose made a song. Papoose is one of the best. He's top 20 in the game, I say. But I think he could have did better. Cassidy got a song. Going in. Cassidy one of the best. And Fabolous supposed to have one coming out. B.O.B. got one. I don't know why he that's something. He from ATL, I think. He ain't from New York. Lupe Fiasco, I heard, got one. He from Chicago. He should definitely stay out of it. Yeah, but they all supposed to make disses, and wow, it just turned into a straight up mess. And now I'm gonna end the show with the news, with our Wowzer moment of the month. Some nigga, aspiring rapper in New York, took a picture showing all his guns, put it on Instagram and YouTube, and showed the location where he's at, and that he sell guns. In New York, you get caught with a gun. It's severe. And this motherfucker's selling guns. And let me read this report to you to let you know what he got caught with. A lot of firepower. New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg began. And while he's saying this, you looking at a table with over 100 guns on it. Some bullies, it look like machine guns and shit on that bitch too. As he went along with the NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly and others, announced the biggest gun seizure in New York history today. New York City always had the mafia. This motherfucker had more shit than the mafia. This dumbass nigga. And showing it on YouTube and Instagram. That's why I always say niggas can't be in Illuminati. Not nigga rappers. Because they show off and talk too much. The guns are linked to two trafficking rings in North Carolina and South Carolina. Bloomberg said traffickers transport the firearms to New York City in cars and aboard buses operating out of Chinatown, carrying up to 14 guns at a time in a backpack. The weapons were sold to Brooklyn-based ring. New York PD were tipped off when an aspiring rapper identified as Matthew Best uploaded photos and videos of guns and cash to Instagram and YouTube from a recording studio located above this Best Buy restaurant. Wiretap conversations revealed that the Brooklyn-based gun distributors were concerned with stop and frisk by New York PD. Bloomberg and Commissioner Kelly said that weapons were sold to Brooklyn-based ring. NYPD were tipped off when an aspiring rapper identified as Matthew Best uploaded photos and videos of guns and cash to Instagram and YouTube from a recording studio located above this Best Buy restaurant. A single undercover officer made all the buys for the NYPD, Kelly said. He bought over 100 and some guns, y'all. One police, one undercover. He was not identified at the news conference for his own safety. Nearly every gun came fully loaded overall. 19 people were indicted. That's an extra charge, too. 19 people were indicted on numerous counts of conspiracy, criminal sale of a firearm, criminal possession of a weapon, and other crimes. So this Matthew Best dude, life is over. He probably going to get like 30 years. They probably going to have him tell on somebody else and get like 15 or 20 fed time, straight time, if he's lucky. But yeah, like I said, this week I'm just doing news. And remember, hit me up at superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH @gmail.com. Man, if y'all interested in gambling, hit up that FanDuel. Email me so I'll give y'all details and the link to start for free. And you win money. No scam, nothing. You win money. You feel me? And you get at me, I'm going to get you signed up for free. And I can pretty much tell y'all to win money on that motherfucker. So get at me, y'all. And with that, I'm out. Feel free to be yourself because everybody else is taken. Chuch.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay with it. I say church, we make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.